Wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, go and tell everybody about Jesus. Go and tell everybody how wonderful it is knowing him. Go and tell all your friends, all your family, all the people you work with, all the people you meet on the street, all the people you hang out with, all the people in the shops where you shop. Go and tell everybody about Jesus. I want you to imagine something for a moment. I've got a little piece of paper. You'll see why in a moment. I want you to imagine that this is you. And I want to imagine that you've got to tell everybody about Jesus. Now, if it wasn't COVID at the moment, I would run around the room and touch every single person with this piece of paper, and you would start to get the idea that it would take a very, very long time, particularly if everybody, wasn't just everybody in this room, but everybody at school, everybody that you work with, everybody that lives down your street, it's going to take an awfully long time. Now, the idea is not that you by yourself go and tell everybody. The idea is that lots and lots of people get involved. That was your cue, Ellen.
Sorry, I
missed it. Lots and lots of people get involved. So it isn't one person going out and telling the whole world, but actually that it's lots and lots and... It was quite loud, actually, wasn't it? Lots and lots and lots of people. Stay with me for a minute. Why do we do these daft things in church? I mean, it's not really deeply thoughtful worship of Jesus, is it? Why do we do these silly things? How do we expect people to take our services seriously when we do clown stuff like that? Stay with me for just a minute. That's you. That's you in church with a bunch of other Christians. That's you in your house group with a bunch of other people who already believe in Jesus. If you stay in the tube, everybody will not be told. If the only time you ever speak the name of Jesus is in this room or in your quiet prayer time in your bedroom, then the world will not be told. Now, here's the adults only bit for 30 seconds. These things are pneumatic. Pneuma comes from a Greek word. It means air. Compressed air, and it also means spirit, because what we need, if we're stuck in the tube and not telling people about Jesus, is we need the Holy Spirit to put a rocket up us to get us out of the tube. And that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning. Not staying in the tube, but getting out and being part of telling everybody.
Everyone. Right. So, the verses that we've heard today are often referred to as the Great Commission. That's what they're called. They're called the Great Commission. Now that sounds very grand, doesn't it? Well, these words that Jesus spoke are amongst the last commands that Jesus gave to his disciples before he went back to be with his Father in heaven. So I think they're pretty important. So to unpack this a little bit more, I looked up the word commission in the dictionary because I wanted to understand what it meant. And this is what it says. So commission is a group of people entrusted by a government or other official body with authority to do something. So let's just break that down a bit. The group of people who have been entrusted with the something is us. Initially, it was the disciples, the friends of Jesus that we read about a lot in the Bible. They were the first to be entrusted with the something. But because they did their job so well, the new group of people who have been trusted with the something is us. And it's all of us. There aren't any exceptions to that, by the way. So the person in authority who has entrusted us with the something is Jesus. He says in verse 18 of those verses, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus has all authority. So he is more than qualified to give this command. And finally, the something that we have all been entrusted to do, basically the job that we've been given, is to go and make disciples of all the nations. Now, that sounds like a huge responsibility, doesn't it? I think that sounds pretty massive. And you know what? It kind of is a big responsibility. You see, Jesus isn't here on earth as a human anymore. He can't tell everyone about how awesome he is himself, so that's where we come in. We are here now. You and me, all of us, are here now. And Jesus chooses to work in our lives and to speak through us so that we can tell people about how fab he is and how he still does great things today. Jesus is our friend. We know him and we know how great he is. And because we know that and we believe in him, we are commanded to tell others. Go, Jesus says. Tell everyone about me. In fact, tell the whole world. Now, this great commission we've been given could sound like a great big, overwhelming, hard and super scary job. But Jesus never gives us something that we can't manage. It might seem unmanageable and hard sometimes. And I know many of us have felt that before. But Jesus knows that we can do it. So let's think a little bit more about what this job that Jesus has given us actually is. What does it involve? Well, it's pretty simple, really. Jesus has commanded us to tell people about him. At some stage in all of our lives, someone told us about Jesus. Otherwise, how else would we know? Maybe it was a parent that told you, or a friend. Maybe it was someone at work, a Sunday school teacher or a minister at church. The point is that we have all been told about Jesus by someone at some point. If that person or those people, it could have been more than one, hadn't told you about Jesus, I'm certain that you wouldn't be here today. So we've established that we need to tell people about Jesus, haven't we? We are commanded to, because if we don't, who will? Is it fair to leave that job to someone else? I don't think it is. The Great Commission is designed for all of us. It's a command to all of us, from the youngest of us to the oldest of us. We are all part of it, and actually, it is a responsibility. Now, that's the scary bit. Just using the word responsibility makes it sound huge, but it needn't be. So how do we tell people? Well, how did you find out about Jesus? What's your story? Who told you, or what experience did you have that made you decide there's something more to this whole Jesus thing? Maybe someone invited you to church or a church club. Perhaps someone invited you to do an Alpha course, or maybe a charity connected with the church helped you through something. Maybe someone walked up to you in Sainsbury's one day and told you. It could happen. Anyway, somehow you've ended up here at church, and hopefully you're here because you love Jesus, or we're getting to know him better. Now, that all sounds pretty easy, pretty straightforward, doesn't it? How hard can it actually be to tell people about Jesus? But you know what? It's something that lots of us find really hard. You might have a gift for telling people, and it's never worried you at all, and that's amazing. But lots of us do find it really hard, myself included. And yeah, I know I work for the church, but I still find it really hard. Because when you share what you believe, you make yourself vulnerable. And us humans, we don't really like being vulnerable, do we? risky and it's scary, but ultimately it's worthwhile because someone who might never have had the chance to know about Jesus will have that chance because you took a risk. The thing we need to remember is that we are not alone in this. Jesus said in verse 20, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even till the end of the age." I am with you. Jesus is with us, and so are our church family, our friends, people that believe the same as we do. We are not on our own, not ever. Jesus gives us the boldness and confidence to share what we believe. He works through us and he nudges us to tell people all of the time. And sometimes it might not even be words that we use. Maybe it's our actions towards someone that will spark something. Maybe simply acting like Jesus is all that's needed. We do need to recognize that nudge though and have the courage to follow it through. If you're not feeling courageous, ask Jesus to fill you with courage. And if you're feeling really brave, ask Jesus to give you opportunities to tell people about him and see what happens. Perhaps you could invite a friend at school, BFG or Messy Church. Maybe you know a young family you could invite to Rainbow Tots. Are there people who you could bring to cafe on a Monday or to coffee and bowls or any of the other things that we offer here at TBC? Could you get involved with any of the groups that we run here? Could you join the team? Could you help at Holiday Club? Invite someone to any of our Easter services or Youth Alpha, which is starting in a couple of weeks' time. Maybe there's someone already on your mind who you've been meaning to talk to for a while. Will you have the courage to go and tell them as we've been commanded? I hope that you do. Let's pray. Jesus, we ask you for courage today. Courage to tell our friends and family about you. Courage to invite people to church or to groups at church. Jesus, give us courage to tell people about you whenever the opportunity may arise. Jesus, give us the courage to ask for opportunities to tell people about you. Thank you that you are with us always until the end of the age. Amen.